AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Matt, Hunter, a surprise for you.
Yeah.
You are our official entry, the AM 950 entry into the Twin Cities Marathon. You have to finish.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck. Have you don't run, do you?
No, I do bike marathons.
Okay, well, that's different. It's like, so do you swim? No, I mountain climb. Really? Okay, they're just the same. I don't either, and I have had friends that have run this race. It never ceases to amaze me how you get across that river, and you go from the Minneapolis side to the St. Paul side.
Yep.
And you start this, like, 5-mile gradual uphill. You sick, twisted. That's like mile 16, too.
Ugh.
Oh, man. There is not a happy face. You want to see sad people, angry people. You go about mile 18, 19 on the uphill side of the St. Paul there. They are not happy. They come rolling down the hill from the cathedral as they head for the Capitol. So be prepared. There'll be some road closures this weekend. So just keep that in mind. Do you know what the best part of the Trump rally was yesterday?
Oh, there's so many good
Well,
moments.
No, there was one that beats out everything here. And if I may say so, it might be worth our while to start a new trend on this one. The Rochester Post Bulletin reported a Minneapolis man with a history of being thrown out of Trump rallies was arrested on Thursday night after police said he repeatedly yelled, "Dad."
Oh, man.
Dad! To Trump!
Was it Newberger?
No, it wasn't. No, that's just, he calls him Daddy. No. Oh, the Samuel Spadino, 36, will be facing charges in Olmsted County District Court of obstructing the legal process, trespassing 2 counts of disorderly conduct. So much for freedom of speech in this day and age, huh? All he did was yell, "Dad." It must be terrifying for Trump because you know that dude's got kids everywhere. I mean, Melania just gave birth to Barron, and he's out having sex with 2 women at the same time. And probably, would anyone be surprised if there are multiple more women constantly? No. I mean, there's the guy that basically was the worked in his the Trump Tower that said that he had a kid with the maid, the house cleaner. And, you know, he basically heard about that. I mean, that kid's still running around someplace. So it wouldn't be surprising if he did have a few children out there. But that is, can we get at every Trump rally, can we just get people screaming, "Dad, Dad"?
Oh, God.
The Trump came into town. Trump, he said, called the Democrats the party of crime. Once again, as Brett Kavanaugh is about to get appointed to the Supreme Court after being accused of sexual assault by multiple people and basically having the Bar Association, many religious groups, basically about the only people that think this guy deserves to be on the court are the Trump fans and 50 Republicans. That's it. At the rally in Minnesota, Trump lauded Kavanaugh as a brilliant judge being unfairly accused. Trump said Democrats are willing to do anything to hurt anyone and get power they so desperately crave. Trump said this. Democrats are willing to do anything to hurt anyone to get the power they so desperately crave. Did he then launch into an attack on Dr. Blasey Ford? Again, just in the irony column. There was some fact-checking. He said, we will always protect Americans with pre-existing conditions. We're going to take the care of them. Some of the Democrats have been talking about ending pre-existing conditions. First of all, no, they actually fact-checked that one pretty quickly. No, Democrats are not talking about ending pre-existing conditions. That is the Republicans who have been talking about ending pre-existing conditions, and they've been talking about that pretty consistently for a while. That's because that's the system they want to take us back to. They want to take us back to a system that if you get sick, your 2 options are death or bankruptcy. And you can't have that system unless you basically have pre-existing conditions not covered. So the reality is that it was everything you expected it to be. I mean, the best part was the dad, guy screaming, "Dad." But, I mean, it was just, it's the party of lies. It's the party of making up facts. It's part of everything. And once again, I said this yesterday, and I'll stand by this. This didn't happen in one election. This happened because Democrats did not get off their cabooses in 2010 to a point in 2012 and 2014, 2016. You didn't. You didn't care. The reason you have a case where Brett Kavanaugh, a man who screamed, "I like bear," you know, repeatedly, talked about conspiracy theories, showed he's going to be completely and totally biased on the bench, without a doubt. I mean, he expressed this prior to the vote on him and accused Senator Amy Klobuchar, or, you know, asked her if she was blacked out at his confirmation hearing. The reason this guy is there is because we didn't go vote. And once again, I said this yesterday as well. If you're expecting Republicans to stay at home, these same people who claim they love Jesus and God and all this stuff, they don't care. They will laugh at sexual assault. They will laugh at a POW. They will laugh at a war widow. They will laugh at a disabled man as long as they feel as if they get to own the Democrats for doing so. That is who they are. And they will all show up and vote. They will guarantee you. Every Republican who's sitting there saying, "I don't know, I'm not exactly happy," they're going to show up and vote. So the only way you win is to get that 110 million people who didn't vote this last election, get a large portion of them to the polls. That's what you have to do. So I will say the good candidates help out the Democratic cause. The debate for the 3rd district was on earlier today as well. They went back and forth about healthcare mainly. I mean, Paulson is, first of all, Paulson's pulling a Mark Kennedy. Do you remember Mark Kennedy from a few years back there, Hunter?
Where was he from?
Oh, God, was he running for Senate? I believe he was running for Senate. Was it against originally the original campaign?
About
Klobuchar? Didn't he take on Klobuchar the first time around?
Uh-huh.
And his whole attitude, if you remember Mark Kennedy, he was one of the most extreme far-right guys you ever met. I mean, this guy was a stooge. He was a stooge. And his entire ad campaign was, "Hey, I'm not really a Republican." Well, Eric Paulson is taking a page from the Mark Kennedy book. He's basically, his entire argument is, "Hey, hippie kids, I'm a hippie too." He's tried to portray himself as something that he's not. Eric Paulson has been one of those guys. He's kind of in Paul Ryan's inner circle. He's been there long enough. He's got some seniority within the House. He's one of these guys that runs things behind the scenes. That's Eric Paulson. He is 100% a far-right Republican stooge, and he basically is only there to make sure Trump's agenda gets passed. Anything he says otherwise is an outright lie. And so when he gets into this debate and he's like, "Well, I disagreed with Trump." Oh, come on. Oh, you mean in, what was it, Minnesota's Rushmore, or was it Minnesota's Yosemite, or Minnesota's Yellowstone? What did you call it? The lake that was in southwestern metro that you were in with your canoe that you called you implied was the boundary waters. That, yeah, there. I don't trust you anywhere. And basically, your entire campaign is to try to say, "Well, Dean Phillips didn't give part-time employees health care." You don't want to give sick kids health care. But once again, I guess that's the only way Republicans think they can win is to label Democrats as Republicans and try to pretend that they're actually the Democrats. I mean, isn't that exactly when you go on out and you see a Minnesota House race and the Republicans got their signs colored purple or orange or green or blue and they don't have Republican anywhere on there, or you go to their website and they've scrubbed the GOP from their website? The only option they've got is try to fool you into thinking they're actually really the Democrat. That's it. They went back and forth on the TV ads. Phillips supports a Medicare buy-in to the lower the cost of healthcare policies and said he supports coordinated care and chronic care management, which drives up healthcare costs. He's not for cheap healthcare. He's for, you know, healthcare for the wealthy only. The debate mostly been about ads. The 3rd District, going back and forth on the tax bill, Paulson criticized Phillips for not saying he would have voted against the proposal. Phillips' point was he wasn't in Congress and he wanted to work to get the different bill. So I guess that's pretty obvious what he's saying is he wouldn't have voted for it because he completely disagreed with the tax bill. And by the way, in Paulson, can I ask you something, Albino Leach? Dude, you do understand, I mean, my family's tax preparer, we sat down with him last year and he sort of said, "This year is going to be a mess because of this tax bill, because it was so poorly and so hastily written that, you know, that he said, without a doubt, your taxes are going up because it was just so poorly done. I mean, you want to take pride in that? Come on there, Paulson. Paulson says the president should release his tax returns, but members of Congress cannot force him to do so. Gee, if there only was a governing body that can write a law. It's a shame we don't have anything like that. You know, like a place where, you know, a politician could go and introduce a bill and they could debate on it and then vote on it and pass it. And then it becomes law. And if the president doesn't want to sign it, they could override him on a veto and basically override his veto and it could become law. It's a shame they don't have a process to doing that, Eric. Third different congressman say climate change is real, that Congress needs to address it. If there is anything that's coming from these Republicans right now that shows you how desperate they are to hide their agenda, the same party that for 25 years has openly mocked and scoffed at the idea of climate change, has openly ridiculed it, has insisted it doesn't happen. There are so many Republicans today who are like, of course climate change is real. I mean, who didn't believe that? Paulson criticized Phillips for previously investing in oil. Phillips said Paulson just joined environmental caucuses this year, has no record on the environment. Burn. They don't agree on much in that debate. But, it's something you need to put into perspective here. The Republicans, I mean, this whole thing with Kavanaugh, and by the way, if you didn't see the news, it just broke. Susan Collins has said she's going to vote for Kavanaugh. So this is over. This is over. A guy who basically screamed, I like beer, 50 times during his confirmation hearing. A guy that we know definitively lied at least 15 times under oath at his confirmation hearing. At possibly as much as 36, 37 times during his confirmation hearing. A man who is belligerent, who showed over emotional standards. A man who basically has shown that he believes in conspiracy theories. A man that shows he has a political agenda that is basically, I'm against whatever the Democrats are for. That's Brett Kavanaugh. And a man who has at least one very serious and very credible allegation of sexual assault against the man, where he held a woman down and sexually assaulted her. Numerous other cases with numerous other witnesses ready to go. And an FBI investigation that didn't cover anything. And by the way, the rumor is that as soon as the Brett Kavanaugh vote is over, the Republicans have ordered that the FBI investigation into Kavanaugh get immediately destroyed because they don't want anyone seeing that they didn't really do anything. This is who they are. This is who they are. And tomorrow, 5 minutes after this vote, Republicans are going to come on out there and, hey, chicky poos, I mean, women. Hey, women. We've always cared about women. We're going to introduce a new bill here about protecting women's rights. And it doesn't have a chance in hell of passing the Congress, but we're going to introduce it. And I'm going to start taking photo ops with as many women as I possibly can. And I'm going to look like I really care about women. Don't buy it. Make them rue this vote. They say, well, Republicans are going to rally around it. Well, the guy's on the court. I mean, what are they going to rally around anymore? These guys are going to be desperate to insist Brett Kavanaugh was thoroughly investigated. No, he wasn't. He wasn't even close to being thoroughly investigated. Once again, these are the same Republicans that almost did not approve Sonia Sotomayor to the court because they said that she had too much of a potential of spicy Latina attitude and didn't even give Merrick Garland a hearing. They didn't investigate this guy. They didn't allow the Democrats to see his record. They kept everything closed. He clearly broke the law back in the first decade of the 2000s when he handed over information that he was not supposed to hand over. He clearly broke the law there. This is what you get when Democrats sit on their ass and don't care about what happens to this country for 8 freaking years. So now, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to be ashamed of being Democrats anymore? Are you going to be ashamed of your votes? Are you going to be ashamed of trying to give health care to people? Or are you going to go out there and fight, damn it? Because you know what? I'm tired of this crap. I am tired of this. And it will not be fixed in one election. So do not wait for the attaboy or the pat on the back. Do not wait for the victory celebration. You win in 2018, that's the first step. Then it's 2020 and 2022 and 2024. That is what you have to do. If we're going to save this country, it's going to take a hell of a lot of hard work. So you can either quit and get out of the way or be part of the solution. Because you know what? I'm going to be part of the solution. 952-946-6205. Our Democrat of the day coming up here in just a little bit is from 55A, Brad Tabke. I got a story about him I got to get to before we get to him coming up. That's up next. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Standard Heating knows some things never get old for us Minnesotans. The fall colors, s'mores, and football tailgating. But some things like your furnace do get old, and that can mean higher heating bills. Fortunately, you can save $1,300 on a new high-efficiency furnace from Standard Heating and help cut your heating bills. Learn more about saving $1,300 on your new furnace at standardheatingdeals.com. Don't wait. These savings end October 31st. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Comfort you deserve.
I'm Connie Buerk, co-host of Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. Join Michelle Kitzmiller and I as we focus on all aspects of health, wellness, spirituality, and growth from a mind, body, spirit, emotion perspective. On the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show, we will discuss stress, self-care, fear, happiness, beliefs, communication, joy, pain, trauma, and more. If you have a desire to live a life that is more than what you are currently experiencing, if you feel stuck or experiencing health concerns, maybe you're curious about ways to improve your life, then Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show will give you new perspectives and ways to take steps to change your life. Join us for the Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show Saturdays at 10 a.m. Let us share with you ways to infuse vitality into your life. For more information, visit us at awakenedlivinginfusion.com.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
Yeah. When the Republicans come to you and they say, hey, we've always been for women's rights. Where did you get this idea? Don't ever let them live this down. You can't allow them to live this down. You just can't. And you know, I for the life of me, I can't figure out how any woman could vote for the Republican Party. I really can't. For the life of me, I can't. I mean, they actively engage in the idea of paying people, you know, paying women, you know, what, 76 cents on the dollar for men, and they're proud of that, and they act as if, well, if you want more money, you gotta work it harder, there, sister. You know, they look at this entire thing. The entire argument is, how dare you bring up this example of sexual assault, because we don't like you bringing up this specific example and we're going to tear you down. And because we're tearing you down, we want to make sure we blame you then a second time by saying this is the reason why women don't come forward, is because when you did come forward, you forced us to attack you. Yeah, don't let them live this down. Changing topics here. Republican Party of Minnesota, House District 55A, where a political newcomer Republican Eric Mortensen grabbed the party's endorsement. He has spent, spent a lot of money getting him elected there. And on Tuesday morning, On Tuesday morning, he graced his Facebook page with an observation: if it were up to my opponent, he'd been hunting entirely. We cannot allow this anti-gun radical to win this election. We have a great Minnesota tradition, blah, blah, blah. Now, once again, I'll just put out my personal belief about this. I grew up in Minnesota. I grew up in a hunting family. I don't have any problems with hunting weapons. And although I would never own one, if someone wants to have a personal defense weapon that has, you know, six rounds, that's fine. I completely disagree with carry and conceal. I don't agree with military-grade weaponry being on our street. So, and by the way, you know, that all falls within the Second Amendment, so I'm good. He, on the other hand, he put up a little, you know, pro-gun rant. I'm a firm believer the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In fact, I pledge to sponsor Stand Your Ground legislation. That's nice. Eric Mortensen has put forward a legislation which basically has been used in many other places to shoot black people legally. A black person shoot! Oh, standing my ground! That's what he wants to introduce for you guys in Shakopee. Good luck with that. Welcome in Steve Stauff. Now, Steve is an avid hunter, and he wrote a response that was so blistering, Mortensen deleted the entire post. This is... Let me read this for you here. The statement from the Mortensen campaign is completely and utterly false. I'm a lifelong hunter, and I'm a gun owner. I'm a sportsman. I'm active in local hunting clubs and groups aimed at preserving hunting as a way of life in our community. And I'm an administrator for the Minnesota Hunting Club Facebook page with over 19,000 members. I donate money and time to groups that support our hunting rights and the preservation of hunting for future generations. I support Brad Tabke for the Minnesota House of Representatives. The Democrat is Brad Tabke. I have talked with Brad at length about gun ownership and preserving hunting as a way of life. Brad absolutely gets it and understands how important this tradition is to Minnesotans. I had the chance to see Brad's response to surveys from local gun rights political groups. Brad's responses, in my opinion, were well-reasoned and in line with the beliefs of most of the hunters and responsible gun owners that I know. I even reached out to a political director of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus to find common ground on the topic of gun ownership and gun control to no avail. They simply didn't want to have a dialogue. I'm disappointed that the approach used by Brad's opponent is to spread fake news with polarizing terms like radical. I suppose we should know better after the tactics used to help win the primary election, but here we are, and this feels like a desperate attempt to frighten people into support rather than sharing actual policy messages. Anyone who has followed Brad's campaign online can see long before these false attack ads began to occur, Brad was open and honest about his position. Growing up on a farm in northwestern Iowa, I appreciate the importance of firearm ownership. I do not want to prevent responsible gun ownership. The citizens of Shakopee, Jackson, and Louisville townships deserve leaders that will focus on actual goals and policies, not fear-mongering. It's clear that Brad is that candidate. Dang! That was such a good response to Mortensen's attack that Mortensen, the coward, completely deleted his entire post. He completely got rid of it. Mortensen, this is on a Blue Stem Prairie. Mortensen didn't just erase the comment, but deleted the entire post within 5 minutes. the guy that wrote the response, Steve Stauff, did actually preserve the moment with the screen grab of the post. As he mentions in his comic, Stauff serves as one of the administration for the Minnesota Hunting Club Facebook page. This is where they're at, trying now to scare you. Try to scare you. They want radical Muslim terrorists. I mean, when does Ebola come back, by the way? I mean, are we at that point? Are we starting with the Ebola threats? Oh, Ebola's coming. We're all going to die of Ebola. So it's pretty amazing. Let's go to Brad in Robbinsdale. He wanted to chime in on the news that, you know, Brett Kavanaugh is probably going to get confirmed here by the sellout Republicans. Welcome on in, Brad.
Okay, well, first of all, it seems like both Manchin and Sue Collins are going to vote for him, so I think it's pretty much a done deal. The fix is in. But I would like to reprise a comment that I made 2 years ago in regard to Trump's election, and that is to quote North Minneapolis's working man, sage pundit, John James. And this comment was in response to the election of Nixon years ago. But again, to quote, we's in for an effin'.
Well, yeah, Brad, I always, Brad, we don't have to dance along the line here every time. Can we not do that? I'm kind of getting, you know, we don't have to go up to that line every time, do we? And I think we're pretty much obvious where we're at right now. I will say this, just a response. I heard a radio host in town here argue that the Democrats were out of line for getting upset about this because, you know, they if he puts forward this he puts forward this candidate that, you know, we have to give them a vote. We don't have to give them a vote. And so if you criticize the Democrats for what's going on right now, and by the way, they haven't stopped it. So you're criticizing them for being the opposition. That the criticism that you're putting forward is that you don't feel as if they should be saying anything against Brett Kavanaugh and trying to prove that this guy is not worthy of being on the Supreme Court. Okay, fine. But if you never once ripped on the Republicans for not even giving Merrick Garland a committee hearing, even a listen, if you basically not once complained about that, then you're not really middle of the road. You're not really unbiased. You're just basically trying to portray that so that you can act as if you're some sort of higher than thou the rest of us. And as a matter of fact, I find that to actually be less than the rest of us. At least be honest with us and say, you know what, I generally agree with the Republicans. I believe that this guy should be confirmed. I completely agree with how the Republicans treat Merrick Garland. I'm not going to agree with you, but at least I'll have a little more respect for you as opposed to the I'm a middle of a roader who just completely always agrees with the Republicans. I don't have a lot of respect for that. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Brad Tabke, when we do return as Democrat of the Day, it is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about Snap Construction. They're experts in roofing, siding, window, and insurance restoration. They have energy-efficient products available for both residential and commercial properties. This spring, when we needed a company to take a look at a problem with our roof, I called the company I knew I could trust, Snap Construction. I've known Ryan, the owner at Snap Construction, for years, so I knew I could trust him. Don't just take my word for it. Check out their reviews online. They are arguably the most well-reviewed exterior contractor online in the metro area. Over the years, Ryan has always said the same thing to me about his work. If we build it, shouldn't we be held accountable for the work indefinitely? He backed that statement up years ago when Snap Construction was a pioneer in offering a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee on all their work. For a free estimate or general questions, call the locally owned company AM 950 Trusts, Snap Construction, at 612-333-SNAP. That's 612-333-SNAP, or find them online at snapconstruction.com. They have financing options available.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You know, I purchased my vehicles with Rudy Luther because I love my Toyota Sienna. But it's the extra things which make me a loyal Rudy Luther customer. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, this is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to the Wall of Power Radio Hour every weekend on AM 950. We are now in our third year of broadcasting on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. MinPost has called us one of the 22 most independently entertaining and cool radio shows in the Twin Cities. We feature cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states every Saturday at 6 p.m., replayed Sunday at 4 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Haas. Today, cloudy with a high near 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 44. And Saturday, cloudy with a high near 50. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week is Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Situated by Moore Lake on Highway 65, Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club is one of the most beautiful destination fine dining restaurants in the Twin Cities. Located at 6161 Highway 65 Northeast in Minneapolis, Minnesota, find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Indeed, go check out the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club, fantastic place. And they've got great concerts coming in all weekend long. Go to their website, And you can see who's going to be coming on in. Great dinner, getting a little dancing, a little music. That's old school. And it's fantastic over at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. It's more on Moore Lake, Highway 65 in the North Metro, the EatLocalMinnesota.com restaurant of the week. To 55A, which is Shakopee and surrounding areas, we head for Democrat of the Day. Brad Tabke is joining us to talk about his campaign, the attack by Mortensen, and how you can help out his run as he looks to take that district for the Democrats. Brad, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Let's start off with I brought up the story that was in Bluestem Prairie where your opponent, basically to try to do some fear-mongering, attacked you on and basically made up a lie implying that you are going to take everyone's guns, including hunting weapons, to where quickly one of your supporters came forward and said, wait a minute here, no, I'm a hunter and I'm an avid hunter. I've talked to him. He is not against hunting. He is not about rounding up guns. He's for common sense gun control, but he does support hunting and hunting rights. And completely, he shut down your opponent so badly that your opponent actually pulled the post offline after 5 minutes. This is the kind of rhetoric that people hate, but as well, it completely and totally misrepresented your position, and it was good to see someone standing up for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so frustrating and indicative of politics today that we differ dramatically on what we think Second Amendment actually represents and where that should go and what should happen. Just like you said, there are reasonable cautions that we can take with regard to gun rights and with regard to how that happens. And there is a good discussion and reasonable discussion that we can have with that without just going and just putting out bold-faced lies about the fact that I want to eliminate hunting in the state of Minnesota, which is absolutely ridiculous. And the fact that we can't have good discussions without going to that kind of place is ridiculous, and it's frustrating, and I would much rather have discussions about issues and where things are going than to take tactics like that. It's just not who we are as a community and as a state and what we want to do.
You know, it's interesting because I'm military, U.S. Army, and I, you know, I've had the same mentality. I grew up in a hunting family, and hunting weapons, you know, people aren't committing crimes with hunting weapons. They use them to hunt. And
right.
And the reality is it's these military-grade weapons that when someone sat down with paper and pen to start designing them, were designed to kill human beings, as many of them as fast as possible. Those don't really have a right in a normal society, and they clearly should be regulated. We have how many slaughters in this country to look back as reference of why these things are bad, but yet the Republicans still want to act as if that it's that this is somewhat normal, that, you know, we just need to arm teachers, we need to arm students, we need to do these things. That's not common sense. We can have a discussion. And one of the things I really loved about the response to that god-awful post by your supporter was that this is not against guns, that most good gun owners want to have common sense gun regulations to prevent these slaughters from happening, as opposed to think that there can be John McClane at Nakatomi Plaza and stop all the terrorists, which does not happen. And I think if you start there, that realizing that it is a complex, multi-leveled issue, and we can have a good discussion on what we should do. Should we, you know, the bumper stocks? Should we, you know, silencers, carry and conceal? We can have discussions about all these things. But the reality is the Republicans like to try to scare people into believing that there's no discussion to be had.
Right, exactly. And not just that, Matt. It's the fact that they are focusing so hard on Second Amendment, which I'm not by any stretch of the imagination saying is an unimportant issue. What I am saying is that there are so many issues that we should be discussing as residents and as people in Minnesota as to where we're at right now, like racial discrimination, workforce development, and just having good, solid governance, that my opponent is taking Second Amendment and just elevating it to the number one issue of everyone in our community. And it's just not simply that way. I've knocked on, I'm well over 3,500 doors now that I've knocked on myself. Wow. And had hundreds and hundreds of conversations and with our residents. And very rarely does this come up as an issue that people genuinely are concerned about, and people are more concerned about with workforce development and healthcare and education and transportation and things that really matter and make a difference in the lives of people who live in our community. So it's just so frustrating that this is being used as a wedge issue and divisive and just flat out lying about it and instead of talking about how we solve the big problems of today.
I want to give you a lot of props, and it's not just you. There have been numerous people who have been running Shakopee. When I was a kid going to school, Shakopee was basically a flood zone. And it was. It was kind of this little town on the outskirts of the metro. It has grown. When you look at good quality growth, expansion, development, a city that gets it, you can't find many towns that have developed themselves better than Shakopee. You've been the mayor of Shakopee. You've been part of that moving in the right direction. Shakopee is a jewel, and you guys have done, like I said, when I was a kid in the 80s, that was just kind of a flat area that flooded every once in a while, and now it has become a jewel in the metro area, and a lot of that is just good leadership. You've developed that community magnificently.
Right, exactly. I am so proud of Shakopee and what we've done recently. I stood on the shoulders of a lot of great people who did a lot of really good work, and today's councils are also against high adversity of people who just want to take our community back to, 1982. Instead of doing that, people are standing up and working really hard, and elected officials and just community members and business leaders are coming together and saying, hey, we need to take this forward, and we need to continue to not just grow, but to make our lives better in a multitude of ways. And so I'm really proud of the work that we did while I was mayor. I was mayor for two terms and got reelected my second time with 65% of the vote. And I am really excited about where we're going. And there's so much potential and opportunity for what we can continue to do in our community. And so that's why I'm running for this spot, Matt, is to help. Like, while I was mayor, the state was just overly frustrating to work with and deal with and trying to tell everybody what they can and can't do. And it was just constantly, running up against a brick wall on a lot of different things. And I feel that we're at a really good time in our state right now to help improve that and to help. There's a lot of regulations that need to be eliminated that just make cities' lives and therefore people's lives much more difficult than they need to be. And we want to work on those kinds of things for good, transparent governance. And I'm really excited. We feel good about our campaign, and we feel good about where everything's going. Everybody, not everybody, but a lot of folks in Shakopee know me and they know who I am. So we're getting a ton of support from everybody, like Steve Soff, who you were talking about earlier. He's a moderate Republican, independent Democrat kind of guy, and we have a ton of support all the way from strong Democrats through moderate Republicans, and it is really good to have that and have everybody working together to say, hey, we're going to be positive, we're going to work, and we're going to get these things done for our communities. And it's really awesome to see that happening.
Well, and as a person that's gone along around to a lot of growing communities, there are some communities that are just, a bunch of box stores and strip malls and cookie gutter houses and stuff like that. That's not Shakopee. And it's actually remarkable how nice Shakopee has been developed. And I agree with you. I think that sometimes you have to... This is why I think sometimes the best politicians, when they we find the people that are getting, as politics goes, getting incubated in the communities, in the towns, and the counties, and bringing them up to a Minnesota House or the Minnesota Senate, or and then eventually potentially into bigger roles as well. I think that you've proven that in Shakopee, you basically found how to work around what was the problem and create good solutions. I mean, that is exactly the kind of person we need to have in St. Paul.
Right. And with that, the folks that bring up, it's just tax and spend liberals kinds of things. We were, by all the work that we did, by working and partnering with businesses and business leaders and investing in our downtown and doing things that really provide to the core of our community, we grew our tax base tremendously over that time. And so we were able to do a lot of things, investing in our community, to build a dog park, to build a lot more parks in our city, to really expand and renovate our entire community center. We did a $37 million project for our community center. And our city line item of taxes, and everyone knows that, hopefully knows that there's on your property taxes, there's city and there's county and there's school board and state and all those different things. But on that city line item, we kept people's taxes where it was, dramatically kept it it at a really good, reasonable rate. A lot of people's taxes fell. Most everybody's taxes in Shakopee for city taxes are less than they were in 2008. And we're really proud of being able to have good, solid governments to deliver for our residents.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you have a fair tax system put into place. Everyone gets the benefit of it, and you just proved that
exactly.
Once again. You did. You talked about doing a tremendous amount of door knocking in the community there. When you're talking to the residents of 55A, what is the issue that they're bringing up most of all, saying, hey, we need this addressed?
Yeah, recently, in the past week, it has been a lot of discussion simply about, and it seems like a boring topic, like nobody really cares about good governance, but that's the best word that I can put around this anger and this frustration and this hate that people have right now for where we are just politically. And it is unconscionable to me that we have so much dysfunction in our federal government, in our state government. Like, the state passed a 989 in the House in the last session. They passed a 989-page bill, which I'm sure you've talked about in the past, 2:31 in the morning, close to the last day of session, that people couldn't even read and go through and talk about. And normal people who are living their day-to-day lives just trying to make ends meet, they care about that stuff. They want their leaders to get along, and they want their leaders to do good work. And so that's why it's so surprising to me that our opponent will bring up just flat out lies and just talk about what completely divisive issues instead of what can really help and impact people at the dinner table when they're sitting down each night. So it is really important that our leaders understand that people care about having respectful conversations. People can disagree without being angry and hateful toward each other. They can have good, reasonable people can come down on two different sides of the issue. And our residents and our voters and our taxpayers want people to be able to have those discussions. They don't always want to agree with someone, but they want somebody who will fight for things that they believe in and fight for things that they really care about. And so it's really exciting to be that guy, because everybody in our town knows that we didn't take on easy issues while I was mayor. We talked about gay marriage, and we had a really long debate about how important the voting no on the gay marriage amendment was for people in our community and the dramatic impact that would have on their lives. And so it's things like that we did that I want to continue working on in the legislature. So I really appreciate, Matt, you giving me the time to talk about this kind of stuff today with your listeners.
Well, and it should be, and just want to make sure we clarify, when he's saying he voted no, that was, remember, the Republicans were trying to make gay marriage illegal. He voted, that was voting against it. I agree with that. And when you brought up Omnibus Prime, it's been interesting. On the Democrats of the day, we've talked to a lot of sitting representatives, and they've all said the same thing. They said, do you know how much of that bill was a unanimous, individual bills that had unanimous support from everyone in the House and Senate, but because Kirk Dowd and the Republican leadership wanted to use them as a bargaining chip, they weren't given their own vote, they weren't given their own bill, that they were put into that omnibus prime and basically killed just because they were trying to get a bunch of stuff that the governor was never going to sign off on passed as well. I mean, that when you talk about dysfunctional government, Omnibus Prime, Kurt Dowd, and what the House leadership or the Republican House leadership did, that is the textbook example of that.
You couldn't be more correct on that, and that just pisses people off. And when we have conversations, they get that there's things going on, but the details of what's going on, when I talk to people at the doors, we talk about that and use that as an example of who we don't want to be and how we don't want to govern. And people get it, and they're looking forward to having people in there that are going to change. I am the DFL endorsed candidate in the race, but my district is not stronghold DFL by any stretch of the imagination. And so I am representing our district and wanting to work together with people to get things done, because while I was mayor, that was a nonpartisan position. And that's what we did, was we worked with anybody, anywhere who wanted to get good things done. And I am excited to bring that to the legislature. And if people would like to help out, we door knock pretty much every day of the week, except for Fridays. We believe that the way we share our message is by making those personal connections with people. So if anybody has a safe seat that they want to come out to Shakopee and help door knock and phone bank and talk to people, we would love to have you at, and you can fine. Is it all right if I say this, Matt? I don't know.
By all means.
I'm just kind of talking.
By all means, go ahead.
Oh, is it our website is tabkey4mn.com. That's TABKE4MN.com. That's FOR spelled out. And there's a volunteer tab. There's a donate tab. So if you haven't taken advantage of your PCR refund yet, if you want to donate that to our campaign, we would love it. Our opponent, we haven't even talked about this yet, but in the primary, NPR just reported the other day that there was $210,000 spent in the primary just for our opponent to get elected. That's $210,000. That's more than double of any other race in the state of Minnesota. So Wow. They bought the primary, and now they're working on buying the seat. And we need money, and we need people's time and their help in order to keep that from happening.
Well, and it's what I always say. Help your local Democrat. But if you're in a safe district, take some time. 55A has got a lot of fun things to do down there. You can kind of do a half-half situation where you go half the day. We got Valley Scare down there going on right now, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do. You can come. We have an office, a DFL office, right in downtown Shakopee. It's right across from Turtles, if you're familiar with downtown Shakopee at
yes,
all.
I am.
So we've got an office. You can come down, door knock with us for the morning or for the afternoon, and you can spend the rest of the day at Valley Scare. You can go out to Trail of Terror out at Renfest. You can do a lot of great things. We've got a bunch of events and different things happening at Canterbury Park, craft shows and different things like that happening in Mystic Lake. And so there's a lot of great things that people come out and do. And I'm falling back in my my old mayor gig of doing nothing but promoting our community. And so it's fun to be at that place again.
Seavers Fall Festival, I believe, is also going down there right now, right?
Absolutely.
There
yep.
You go.
You got the corn maze. You can launch some pumpkins. You can have a lot of fun. It's good stuff.
There you go. There you go. Good. Launch a pumpkin and then go help Brad Tabke in 55A. Help him win that district. That's a win-win, and it's really not that far. Just 169 across the Minnesota River, and you're right there. Head on down. Help out. Once again, I'll link to the website, Tabke, TABKEFORMN.com. I'll link to everything on social media a little bit later on. Democrat of the day, Brad Tabke. Thank you, Brad. I appreciate the time. All my best in your race, my friend.
Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Absolutely. Brad Tabke, that's a guy we got to get to St. Paul. We have to get him to St. Paul. Abso-freaking-lutely. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
I'm John Peterson from Ferndale Market, and we are celebrating 10 years of featuring local foods at our on-farm store and providing our free-range turkeys at your favorite local restaurants and retailers. We would like to thank you for your support with an anniversary party at our farm in Cannon Falls on Saturday, October 6th. Join us for complimentary turkey hot dog lunch, local food sampling, live music, and a festive day in Cannon Falls. We're grateful for your support of our independent family farm. To learn more, visit our website, ferndalemarket.com.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hello, humans. It's Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 7 to 8 a.m. Many know that I have a diversity and inclusion company, Human Inspiration Works, LLC. I want to share about a speaking event I'll be hosting on Monday, November 5th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Loft Literary Center in Minneapolis. I'll be giving my gray area thinking talk on how to be welcoming to others. I'd love for you to join me. Go to elliekrug.com and look at the Human is Human public events page for more. Please come and please tell others. See you then.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Our weekly Native American talk radio show will discuss national and local Native American news and events. Local and national guests will help us keep current with Mother Earth, tribal, and Twin City issues. Native American issues are human issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Listen Saturdays at 2 p.m.
I am awake. Seward Co-op, serving the community for nearly 45 years, invites you to shop their two convenient locations, both offering the strong commitment to local producers and healthy foods you've come to expect. Seward focuses on locally grown and raised products, fair trade, and environmental sustainability. Shop their selection of meats, artisan cheeses, and house-made baked goods. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Dear God, Brad Tabke's a good candidate. And I think, the opponent spent $210,000 in a Minnesota House primary? Wow. Good luck against Brad. Good luck. Wow. Yeah. I did want to put out this one quick little note here before I mention something about Todd Colet here. The trade war with China is falling hardest on soybean farmers in the west and northwest of the Twin Cities, who are being offered substantially less money than farmers in southern Minnesota this fall. The wide gap has opened in soybean prices around the state just as farmers are bringing up the 2018 harvest. Soybeans grown in the north and the west of the metro are for years have been shipped to the Pacific Northwest to be loaded on ships to China. The biggest importer of Minnesota soybeans this summer slapped tariffs on U.S. soybeans. So, once again, hey, thanks, Donald Trump. The reason why your soybeans cost a lot less is because of, garbage. Todd Colet is sponsoring AM 950, and we do appreciate Todd doing so. Todd is, of course, he was a local guy, moved to Spain, lucky dog, and he's out there. He listens to us online. We do appreciate that. If you'd like to sponsor us, you can too. 952-946-8885. 952-946-8885 is the phone number. And, of course, Just Folk is the band that he has. And the band is around the world. They get together and they make these songs. They got the new album coming on out. The new album's called Grounded. And Ibiza Wall of Sound is, I believe, the second single off this album, and I believe we have it here. We'll play this to go out, but not quite yet here. What I'll say is this. We'll play this to go out today, but I did want to make sure I mention the main story. If you had not heard, Susan Collins has and Jeff Flake all said they're going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. And so, you know, if you are a woman who's been sexually assaulted, what we've just proved is that the Republicans will not care if you come forward and say about it. They won't. They just don't care. They don't care. You could get raped. You can get gang raped. They can do that. They don't care because they have their agenda, and darn you for daring to get in their way. The question I have for you is this: as you get depressed and you get angry and you get sad and you feel bad about this, what are you going to do to change this? Because it's not going to change on its own. You can't meme this away online. You have to get out registered. You got to get vote, and you have to make these SOBs pay big time come November. Across the country, and that's the first step. Then comes 2020. All right, we're gonna leave you tonight. Hey, thank you very much. We got Brett and Hunter coming in here in the next hour. Have a wonderful weekend. Try to get out and enjoy some of the fall color. Here is Todd Colet and Just Folk to leave out the show. We'll talk to you on Monday. Till then, see ya.
So much to say, my dear.